friends and friends of friends, again, dying. It's not as if I don't have friends in the Gaza Strip. We see, and then we see the academia and education system. I mean, all the universities have been bombed in the Gaza Strip. We have almost half the schools are either damaged or destroyed. One third of these schools are irreparable. So one third of the children, even after the war, will not have schools to return to. So it's just complete devastation, and it's beyond words at this point.
Israeli scholar Niv Gordon, professor of international law and human rights at Queen Mary University of London, chair of the Committee on Academic Freedom for British Society of Middle East Studies, and chair of the Committee on Academic Freedom for British Society. He's the author of several books, including Israel's Occupation, and co-author of Human Shields, A History of People in the Line of Fire, co-editor of Torture, Human Rights, Medical Ethics, and the Case of Israel. To see our full interview with Niv Gordon, you can go to democracynow.org. A happy birthday to Anna Özbek and Maria Inez Taracena. Democracy Now! Is currently accepting applications for our digital fellowship. You can learn more and apply at democracynow.org. Democracy Now! Is produced with Renee Feltz, Mike Burke, Dina Gesder, Sharif Abdelkadous, Messiah Rhodes, Nermeen Sheikh, Maria Taracena, Tammy Warnoff, Trina Nadura, Sam Alkoff, Tamari Astudio. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for joining us.
You are tuned in to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM and streaming on the web at kboo.fm.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available at our website at kboo.fm. The Development and Events Committee meets on the third Monday of the month at 5:30 p.m. This month's meeting will be held online through a public video conference. A public link and phone number to attend the meeting can be found on our website at kboo.fm. Please visit our website to verify if a meeting is being held.
Support for this program comes from KBOO members and the Portland Housing Bureau, announcing the opening of the North Northeast Homeownership Preference Policy Waitlist, helping longtime and displaced residents to purchase a home in their community. The application deadline is April 19th. Information for the Homeownership Preference Policy Waitlist at portland.gov/PHB.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! You're listening to KBOO 90.7 FM.
Thank you. Good morning. You are listening to The Gap here on KBOO Portland. We are KBOO's most listened to radio talk show at 8 a.m. on Friday when we are on. My name is Tammy, and sitting next to me is the optimistic and courteous Althea Billings.
Thank you. That's a lot to live up to. Hello and good morning. How are you doing?
I'm all right. That darn Dutch Bros. It gets it.
Tammy got tripped up on the way in.
Those lines, how they just wait on MLK to go get coffee.
Yeah.
Bizarre. Yeah. Bizarre. But anyways, glad people are, you know, up and about.
Gotta get caffeinated.
Yep, the
Gotta
sun is out.
Gotta get sugared up and caffeinated.
Gotta get that sugar.
They do that for you at Dutch Bros. Well, you are listening to The Gap. This is our talk radio show on Friday mornings. We like to do a two-parter type of program. In the first half, we will often do a news roundup. Sometimes we have an interview. Today, it's news roundup o'clock. We got things to discuss. And then in the second half, we will open up the phone lines for our community question when you can call in, turn from a listener into a caller, and we will we'll be chatting about taxes. So get excited.
Ooh.
Just a little preview.
We never give a preview.
I know, we never do. I try to, you know, keep you engaged at the beginning of the program. Yeah, where do you want to start?
Well, we could start with the big stuff and then funnel down to our local stuff.
That sounds great.
Big things on the docket today: Biden and the student loans.
Yeah,
this is Biden getting rid of them.
Dusting his hands
just
off.
Just kidding. The administration is going to be canceling a significant amount of student debt and also some stuff around interest. But
not as much as they promised.
I got a little confused about it, but the actual cancellation of student debt borrowers for undergrad loans who entered repayment at least 20 years ago and debt for graduate school borrowers who entered payment at least 25 years ago.
So talking about like 2004.
Canceled.
That's, wow, yeah.
2000, that's, what is it, graphic design was big back then.
Oh, sure.
Remember?
The emerging field of, I don't know, communications or something.
Yeah.
They're like, social media. We don't have it yet, but don't you want to know how to design a website?
All those vector artists. Do you remember vector art?
I have a lot of respect for vector art. We still need it. Because the thing about vector art is that when you zoom in, it doesn't lose resolution.
Did you? Well, hello, Biden. I know another person who needs another.
Does that qualify me or no?
Oh, I qualify, okay. You.
Thank you.
Also, some canceling student debt for borrowers who previously enrolled in low finance value programs, and for student debt borrowers experiencing hardships in their lives that prevented them from fully repaying back their loans now or in the future. Pretty big deal.
So, congrats to those people.
Congrats to you. You know, if you want to, now that you've got a little extra schmeckles, maybe they can take us out to dinner. Who knows? Tell us all about the vector art.
Tell us about 2004. We'd love to know. I think what we were kind of discussing about this is that it's sort of just chipping away at little bits of it, you know, as opposed to the whole mammoth thing that, that Republicans kind of shot him down over, or that people got scared of. Because if we start admitting that this is just a structure that we don't have to chain ourselves to.
Like, you could just do that?
We could just get rid of the debt.
What?
You can? That's wild.
I would be... It is an interesting... I just wonder what was the... Why 20 years ago, 25 years ago, 2000... Like, I'm just thinking...
Yeah, that proportion of people.
I don't know any millennials without student debt, and they wouldn't qualify for this right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder if this is kind of... Of course, it's an election year.
It's Sherry chiming in. Thank you, Sherry. It's more Gen X.
Yes. Which, you know, deserve, considering people...
Shout out Gen X.
Can't get houses and
the
stuff.
The forgotten generation.
Not anymore. Biden said, I don't forget about you. I got you. What you need? $30,000 off? Gotcha.
But and it only took 20 years. Isn't that great? I love that.
Do you think there would be a possibility
Goes by
for,
like that. I'm sorry.
You think there will be a possibility for millennials to get this type of a break?
I mean, maybe. Yeah. We have to be, you know, really careful about doing too much for them, though.
Oh, yeah. We got to ask. We can't get Snickle Fritz. We got to ask for a little bit more.
We have to ask the boomers if it's okay.
I hope so. Those avocado toasts aren't
the avocado toasts, and they killed the diamond industry. And no, they're not buying homes, okay? If you want them to buy homes, maybe you should get rid of their student debt. Just putting it out there.
And speaking of some other interesting news, or I guess the FISA thing is still developing.
Yeah, do you want to explain what that is?
Yeah, sure. So the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, is a U.S. federal law that establishes procedures for surveillance and collections of foreign intelligence on suspected terrorist spy or other agents of foreign power. And then there is a specific section, 702 of FISA, which also has some parts of the Patriot Act kind of like intertwined in it, that was expanded by Congress, and which expanded the surveillance on Americans and allow the government to obtain personal records on ordinary Americans from libraries, internet services providers, even when they have no connections to any kind of crime, including possible terrorism. The information collected under this law can be obtained without a warrant and can actually, you know, people can get prosecuted and even imprisoned, even if their crime isn't related to national security. And so that's like huge. And for people who've, speaking, specifically to millennials, like the Patriot Act is something huge that really, where we wrote off a lot of our rights at that time as a result of 9/11. And throughout the years since then, the FISA has been renewed many times. And last year was set to expire, but politicians seem to not want to really renew it the way that it is, unless there's some serious reforms, specifically tackling the part about spying on Americans without warrant. So that's the 702. Many senators, including Ron Wyden of Oregon, shared major concerns about this and actually co-sponsored the Government Surveillance Reform Act, which would require a warrant for conducting conducting surveillance. I know spying on U.S. persons. And then there's also the Not for Sale Act, which would stop law enforcement and intelligence agencies from buying data on people in the U.S.
About Americans or abroad. The workaround.
Yeah, because the government technically can't create this database, but
they can buy it from data brokers, because every time you say yes to cookies, that's your business being out there.
Yeah, it's the data that obtained from a user's account, device. Some of the time it can be even through deception, hacking, violation of a contract, privacy policies, terms of services, and it's pretty bad. Now, a lot of there's this two things. Personally, I got interested in FISA earlier this year, just kind of reading about what Ron Wyden was doing. And there's this part, I was trying to look it up for the show, where he's like, if you want to spy on people, you better get a warrant. And I appreciate it. Okay, Bill of Rights. Yes.
Totally.
But also
one of those pesky things that we seem to believe in around here.
That first part of, you want to spy? Fine, but get a warrant.
Well, granted.
So
spying, great, you're in. Come here. Just get a warrant, okay?
Just get a warrant.
Just get a judge to say that it's allowed.
Yeah. So there has been earlier this week a handful of. So this is the second part of it. The way that I'm seeing this being played out is that they're creating this bipartisan narrative where growing up, I remember, Snowden, like there's just so many different people, left, right, middle, center, up, down, that are just like, yeah, spying on civilians is not great. Let's not do that.
Let's cool it a little bit.
And it's just bizarre to see kind of like this quote unquote issue of this not being passed or this not kind of going to the next level being rested at the feet of Republicans, because it's like,
yeah,
since when did they become like the party of don't spy on Americans?
Right.
There was like an aspect of that, and there was always in progressives and leftists and Democrats. So I'm just really confused about why
bipartisan
it's being played out
passage
like this.
And bipartisan pushback. Actually, there's in this Politico article about it. There is two different representatives who apparently Republicans who both raised the idea of removing members from their committees if they voted against the rules, if they didn't vote with them, basically, to pull Republicans from their committees for not voting for this, which is kind of wild. And like, you know that something is contentious when it's not being debated on the level of what could we tweak to make this passable for you, but it is what are sort of like the strictures and structures of Congress that we can manipulate to punish you for not
so you can't
going yeah. along with it.
It is it's wild. Kind of just reading a little bit more of the details of the act and just kind of like some of the reforms, like they were going to add something around add language around. You can, if you want to spy on a U.S. senator, then you do have to get a warrant, but not in a civil. So it's just like, and then the part about the data brokers, like, really blew my mind. So this is, I think, ongoing. I think that there was one of the committees was going to try to meet last night to try to still
there's a,
get
there's
it,
a timeline on this, right?
There is a timeline. So I think it's set to expire on the 19th. So really, either 19th or 16th. I always get those round letters mixed up. I want to say the 19th. Okay. And he still has some time. The speaker, Mike Johnson is really, I feel like he came off looking kind of silly yesterday. I don't know if he realized how contentious this was going to be in his own circles, but this is if you like, I wouldn't be surprised if they'll try next week to be like, oh, we want Mike Johnson out or two.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I feel there. Like. That's, you know, in the works. And but it's also interesting because, I mean, when he became the speaker, it was Mike Johnson. What a you know, inoffensive gentleman. Turns out he loves spying on people. He's the one person out of like the 500 or so representatives out there between Senate and the House saying, no, we need to be spying on people. Guys, get it together. We got to go. We're going spying.
He did say that that before he became speaker and before he knew what he knows now, that he was against it. And literally when he was talking, named different ways in which, like, you know, three-letter agencies have manipulated the information. And now all of a sudden he's, you know, flipped around. So, and then again, this is not, you know, we didn't fall out of a coconut. This is coming in the heels of the TikTok ban too.
Right.
So
right.
It makes you,
so you're going to vote to ban TikTok, but
how are you going to get all of our information if you ban it?
Right.
Well, that's the problem, because they wouldn't be able to get it from
you wouldn't even introduce the amendments about from Republicans also. Some of them are from like Republican-sponsored amendments to FISA to, like you said, block data brokers from selling people's information to law enforcement or not having the you have to have a warrant before searching a foreign database, I guess. You know, just knowing what we know, there's so much data out there.
And this is
at least you should try to have a good reason, you know, history being what it is.
And yeah, I was just going to say, in history, we know that, you know, you think of like political activists, journalists,
yeah, dissidents, yeah.
Who are the people that usually get, you know, kind of in the crosshairs of this? Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll see what I think they might be meeting. They might be meeting in the next 20 minutes. Who knows? Hopefully something develops from this that is somewhat positive. But moving on to some local stuff.
Local stuff. Let's do it.
Here we are, funneling down.
Where do you want to start? sorry. I got a little thing in my throat today. Does not make for great radio.
We have the update from the pho restaurant.
Yes, please.
You want to give us a...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Pho Gabo owner Eddie Dong prepares to sue the city. This is from Willamette Week. We've been talking about this. This was the restaurant that was basically shut down because a neighbor, for like 18 months straight, called the city to complain that the neighborhood, quote, smelled like a wok dish, which, you know, what does that mean? And then they sent an inspector out that was kind of like harassing this pho restaurant and saying that they needed to install like a $40,000 filtration system, which may or may not even fix the problem. And, you know, facing that, the owner is like, eh, screw it. You know, I'm not doing this
and
anymore.
And a fine. Yeah.
And a fine. Yeah. Right. Big fine. And, you know, there's other locations as well. But now it sounds like he is gearing up to sue the city. And this is when, of course, we started talking about the extremely scientific method by which smells are, I don't know, measured, the scentometer.
Well, in Europe, they call it the centometer.
They call it a centimeter. That's how they do it in the metric system. But it's sort of like yeah, pseudoscience, basically, of does this person on this day sort of agree with somebody, one neighbor who was haranguing the city for this amount of time. And so, you know, community members, especially like the Asian American community in Portland, have like come out really to support this and say like, this is racist, racist application of this ordinance. And Carmen Rubio suspended the law or the enforcement of that while it's kind of getting reevaluated. Discriminatory enforcement of city odor codes. There we go. But now, looking at a lawsuit.
Good.
As our theme of last year was somebody's getting sued. Our theme of this year was a little murky, but
he's getting into escrow.
Be patient. Patience pays off. Yeah. So looking at a lawsuit on this.
I am. Carmen Rubio stayed. Still, the odor code is still suspended. So pending internal review.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're going to be internally reviewing this decision for a while.
Yeah, yeah, and I mean, good. This is like an obviously bad thing that happened that is now getting addressed.
It just seems so targeted, you know?
Yeah.
Like this person was targeting this place for whatever reason, and then it seems like the city like doubled down on that, you know? It's like they didn't where's this like it just seems like they just doubled down.
Yeah. Or it seems like there should be something akin to, you know, when you get a diagnosis or something. Can I get a second opinion? Can I get at least one other person to come in here and say that's true, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, it's a little alarming that a single person with an axe to grind can hamstrung one the entire bureau of like the health department, basically. Mm-hmm. Who, and to a certain extent, having been in customer service and had people get mad at you, I also understand, like, can we just do it, can we just go, because they just keep calling and keep asking and they're being so mean and they call me every day and blah blah blah, you know. And then it turns into, oh, fine, we'll just, if you just buy this $40,000 thing, which of course all small businesses have $40,000 lying around to do something sort of superfluous. Yeah, I don't know. Well, I mean, look, good.
They're going to learn today. I know that's right. You can't, this is not a, this, it's such a, and again, the idea that the call in itself was odors detected smell like a wok dish. This is a Vietnamese restaurant. This is, be a little bit more specific. I don't know, but luckily he does have two other locations.
Mm-hmm.
Neither one of them is in Portland, so, you know, this is
folks in the neighborhood good. are not able to go anymore. And yeah, and I mean, I think this is just to reiterate what we've said when we've talked about this previously, which is, you know, this is an instance of this happening that made news. You know that. The community came out about, and that, you know, is well known, but how many other, you know, restaurants have been shut down for not like the smell is bad, just like smelling like food or something that may not appeal to the, you know, the white American nose, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's,
or maybe unfamiliar to the, I don't know, you know, I can speculate all day.
It's an ongoing thing. I just really thought that as a local community, we were over these type of things, but it doesn't seem like we are. And it is, I can't get over how the city just came in and doubled down and like kind of took this person's, I don't want to assume racism, but this person's whatever perspective, and they just ran with it.
Yeah.
Like they just ran with it. And I, you know, my personal opinion is, yeah, I do think that they used the city order, the city code to racially, like, discriminate against someone.
Yeah.
Which is so, like, where have y'all been in the last few years? Like, this is, I can't believe this is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that the city doubled down on it after all of its declarations and after all its promises and after all of this and that and the third, and this is great that the community came along and made us listen to the story.
Yeah.
But like you said, how many small businesses, mom and pop shops don't have that back, you know, because they're just brand new in town or something. So we'll see where this goes.
Yeah.
Developing stories.
Where do you want to go next?
Oh my goodness. More developing stories.
And this time
in Lake Oswego.
Yes. The fight over Oswego Lake is back. in trial, basically. They were selecting the jury earlier this week in Clackamas County. Two questions at stake here. Let me get you up to speed. If you've never been to Oswego Lake in Lake Oswego, I'm not surprised. You know why? Because if you don't own property or live there, you're actually not allowed, based on a rule, a law that they passed, or an ordinance that they passed in 2012.
2012.
Working on that for about 12 years. I was going to say a baker's dozen years. That's not even right. A dozen. But as soon as they passed that, right, there was an open water swimmer and a kayaker who challenged this in court, saying basically, boats can go in it and on it. It's connected to the Willamette River. It's a public access, you know, like it's part of the public trust. People should have access to it. And an earlier part of the trial, the judge agreed with that, that waters are subject to the state's public trust doctrine, which means the public must have access, right? But now the question is, does the city have to allow access into the lake at two city parks that run up against the lake? Because right now there's signs there that says, you can't, you're not allowed. And, you know, the city doesn't want to do this. They don't want to, you know, whatever, install a ladder or, I don't know, a beach or something, so that people can get in and out. And can I read you part of this?
Because
it's pretty funny. So right, it's about this public access to the lake. During the second phase of the trial, the plaintiffs want a judge to prevent, quote, the city from enforcing its exclusionary lake use policies and make the city, quote, incorporate public access into the design and development or redevelopment of future lakefront facilities on publicly owned properties. For its part, the city says some restrictions should be allowed, noting the public has, quote, visual access to the lake.
You can see what you can't touch. You can look at it, but you can't touch it.
Yeah. It's very much... There's like that old parable or something about some guy who like takes another guy to court because he was sniffing the baked goods at his bakery, but he was too poor to pay. Do you know about this? You heard this one?
No,
and they
but
said,
this is
that's
exactly.
Goofy. That's not... What do you mean? You can't, everybody's on hard times. It doesn't mean that you can...
Lake Oswego making Lake Oswego great again.
It is a
this
little
is
bit of that.
Unbelievable. Also, and this... I know this is radio, can't visually see this, but in this OBB article, they have like five other articles that are related to Lake Oswego and and the lake itself, and there's one picture that they keep using. So even OBB themselves could only access the lake one time to take a picture. They can look, but they can't touch.
Yeah.
One time, and they have the one picture. They've been using it from an article from 2019, 2022, 2024,
yeah,
and another one from 2022. So if OPB can't get up in there, if Oregon Public Broadcast, who are we mere mortals?
Yeah.
Mere civilians of this land.
Mm.
How dare we even think? You can look, but you can't touch.
It doesn't seem like a real, I mean, it seems like a skit. It seems a little bit like.
Some Looney Tunes, yeah.
It's a little bit Looney Tunes to be like, well, you can look at the lake. Fine, well, like, we didn't put up a wall around it. Like, you can look.
Yes.
Build the wall around Oswego Lake so that people who don't live there can't look at it.
It's not from keeping people out. It's to keep people in. It's, but you can't.
You go in the lake, you can't come out.
But you can get, so you're explaining that you can actually get in the lake, but only if you, like, kayak into the lake from the Willamette.
Yeah, because it is connected. So, I mean, you look.
Because
they're trying to make it private, and it's like you made the lake. Now it's, you know how hot this summer is going to be.
It's going to be hot this summer.
You're not going to let the people in the lake. Nobody has AC. I can't start stressing this. But Oswego Lake back in court.
They got the one picture. How does it look? I don't know.
It's not allowed to go there and look at it. But you know, whenever you know they sort that out. You and me, let's go take photos. Let's do it.
Nice.
We're not known for our photography, but, you know.
They'll
know now.
I'll go introduce myself. Hello.
Hey.
Speaking of lawsuit, a lot of lawsuits today.
A little bit of lawsuit action. We can just do a quick mention of this because we want to hit you with some good news.
Oh,
after
sure,
this,
yes.
But paying $167,000... to settle a lawsuit about Mayor Ted Wheeler not doing stuff wrong. There's a whole payout to settle a lawsuit over the mayor's text messages, specifically from July of 2020. He actually signed a thing when he was hired that he wouldn't use iMessage because iMessage doesn't work with like the auto archiving software for the city because city like workers and officials have to have that be in the public record, and so all of these iMessages from that time are gone. And
he's hiding those cookies.
Wouldn't that be considered a problem? So he got sued by a Portlander who wanted to see those. Michael Kessler. Yeah. Specifically trying to get texts from in and around the time when, in July 2020, when the feds were here, when they were tear gassing everybody, when Ted Wheeler was getting tear gassed as well.
Tear gas Ted,
don't forget. But basically the city council signed off on paying $167K to sort of wipe the slate clean, pay for all of the attorney's expense. We spent 4 years doing this. Let's just wind back the clock and accept no accountability for it. When I say not accepting accountability, it's like that the specific wording of the settlement is that the city didn't do anything wrong. As established by the lawsuit.
I guess not by not doing something, you technically didn't do something wrong because you didn't do it? Is that how they're... Man, this legalese is
winding back the clock. There is a funny thing at the end of Alex Zielinski's OPB article about this. Council members approved the agreement Wednesday without any discussion. The ordinance notes that, quote, this settlement is in furtherance of the city's goals of transparency and accessibility of public records and compliance with public records requests. So we're totally doing it by not doing that at all. We've done it. Yes. We did it, Joe. We fell out of coconut tree.
You left me speechless. Michael
Kessler. It's a way bit ironic.
Michael Kessler, someone's taking us out for dinner tonight. That's all I'm hearing.
No, because it just sets him back at zero. It just paid for attorney's fees.
It just sets him back. All right, Kessler's attorneys.
Let's go.
This is... I hope that they learned the lesson after this expensive... This is tax-paid... The forking over taxpayer funds. All right.
The phrase forking over is so funny.
Well, it's in this official article.
Fork it over.
Yikes. But, I hope that they learned. And no, this is not transparency and accountability. It's you not doing anything and and literally throwing money at the problem because you
didn't. To not have it on the record that you goofed.
Yikes. As we wind up before we go into our midway song, we do have a couple of interesting, great, positive news.
Positive news.
Starting off with a local Portlander won the lottery.
What? $1.3 billion.
That's a lot of...
Talk about taking us out to dinner.
Taking us out for brunch.
Whoa.
That's the most expensive of meals. So congrats, it'd be cool to know what they're doing, you get a little, donating to maybe a local community radio station, just saying, we'll play your favorite song.
But yeah, it was, we can't do that legally. but it was at a Plaid Pantry that it was sold, the Powerball ticket in Northeast Portland, which is kind of cool. And I didn't know this, whichever store the ticket is bought at, they get a payout as well. Something. They get like $100K. Not for nothing. New smoothie machine.
Right. Ice cream machines.
Ice cream. Ice cream for everyone.
You get ice cream. And speaking of ice cream, Portland won a world record.
What?
For the world's largest, the world's largest cider conference. CiderCon. Yeah. It happened here in Portland, Oregon. And I guess it was like, more than 1,000 attendees, and
wow.
It was for they toured, tasting, educational workshops, and networking opportunities, a trade show, and much more. This happened sometime last week, I think,
in January. Breaking news. We sent it to Guinness, and we came back.
Boom! Keeping Portland weird. One world record at a time.
Nice.
That's pretty cool, though.
That is cool. I think that's cool. Yes, so a little bit of a spot of sunshine.
Yeah, as we march into spring.
As we march into spring. I love that. Well, you are listening to The Gap on KBOO Community Radio. I'm Althea. Tammy is here with me. We're going to take a little musical break, and we'll be back for our community questions. Stay with us.
Oh, I could hide neath the wing of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings.
And we are back here on The Gap on KBOO Portland. I always mix up The Gap. I don't know which one to say first. I know we should say the show and then the radio station.
Right.
I'm Tammy, and with me is Althea, and we are plopping on into our community question part two of this here program where we ask you a question. And this time it's about taxes.
Taxes, taxes. We love them, right, folks? Or not? Okay, call in. We're talking taxes, 503-231-8187. Specifically, what should be a tax write-off that isn't? We want to know, 503-231-8187. You can also message us on the website, kboo.fm. Click on the chat with us button. We'd love to hear what you have to say. I'm going to run through all... You listen to the show, you know all the things, but you can message us on Instagram, at The Gap Radio. You can send us an email, thegapradio@gmail.com. Any way you want it, that's the way you need it, is a lyric from a Journey song, but it's also a description of how we'll take your comments about taxes.
Did we say the website?
KBOO.fm.
You go down to the bottom right hand, it says talk with us or chat with us, and we'll chat you up. Why not?
We'll do it.
Taxes. What taxes? ! What should be a tax write-off that isn't? Also, this is an interesting question. What would be a good alternative to money to paying off your taxes? A song, a dance, a hug.
Yeah.
What do you call acupuncture.
Next person to get a real photo of Oswego Lake against a tax deduction. We want to know what you think. 503-231-8187. Did you do your taxes already?
I did do my I got $3 back.
Let's go.
I got three whole dollars. I would love it if
I... Talking about taking us out to dinner. Okay, okay.
I said, well, at least I don't owe it. I was thinking about how I would love it if I could do some tax write-off stuff for, like, my pet. That would be fantastic. I know she's not... I mean, she depends on me, for sure.
She does. She definitely depends on you.
Also, like, the word dependent.
Right.
I remember when I first did tax, I'm just like, well, I mean, people depend on me. Like, what do you mean?
I'm an upstanding member of my community. I'm helping out. What the heck?
I was like, well, my mom, I help her out. I was like in my 20s. And
emotional support?
She was just like, no, it doesn't count. That's but I think that it could and it should. And... and as I was saying yesterday, what are taxes?
Right.
But the animating force behind modern society.
I know, she hit me with that and I had to be quiet for a little bit.
And money is just the middleman in between.
Money is the middleman.
You know, they say, oh, well, it helps with the roads. I'll help with the roads.
Right.
I learn a new skill. I help out the community.
Uh-huh.
My tires aren't going to get ruined. I'm helping other people. It's a win-win-win-win-win situation. We do have Lenita on the line. How are you? You're on there with us.
Hi. Great show.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. I just want to answer your question about taxes. I remember back in the day, they used to let us write off the interest from credit cards, and now that's not allowed.
Hmm.
Oh.
So I think that's really heartbreaking for those of us that are trying to establish credit. And, you know, you talk about tax breaks for maybe one or two people. When we were able to write off the interest from our credit cards, you know, that's like giving a tax break to more people.
Right, yeah. It's, I mean, who most people have something like that.
Right, and I hope that Congress, as crazy as they are, will not get rid of the mortgage interest tax write-off that many of us lower middle-class homeowners rely on to help manage our tax bill at the end of the year. So great show. Keep going. Thank you.
Thanks, Take Lenita. Care. Good to hear from you.
Man, I didn't know that you used to be able to do that. That's awesome. I mean, it sucks that you... that would really help me out personally.
Yeah.
Ooh, that $3 could go a long way. 503-231-8187. We'd love to hear your input on this conversation around taxes.
Taxes, tax deductions, tax structure?
How they used to be.
How did it used to be?
You know, how would you like them to be? How would
you like it to be?
503-231-8187.
Lenita brings up a good point. And, you know, this is, I feel like there's a certain maybe skittishness of delving into the topic. But it didn't always used to be like it is. And there's so many like layers upon layers upon layers of every time anybody tries to touch taxes or change taxes at all, that it becomes like this like major issue because, you know, the book is it's taller than I am on it. It looks like we have a comment from the web. Someone says, if you drive a car, maybe these are lyrics. Wait, do you know this one? Oh, it's Taxman, I think. Do you want to sing it? We don't have to sing it.
No,
I'll just recite it, sort of as spoken word. That's what you wanted, right? If you drive a car, I'll tax the street. If you try to sit, I'll tax your seat.
Mm.
If you get too cold, I'll tax the heat.
Mm.
If you take a walk, I'll tax your feet. Tax, man. Thank you for that. Jeez. Taxes are the animating force.
The animating force behind modern society. Money is just the middleman. What do you have to offer? 503-231-8187.
Yeah, we were saying yesterday that, you know, don't pay taxes. 1 week out of the year, you're filling potholes, you know, out on Burnside maybe.
Oh, it's like if you could like retroactively and be like, like sick days. Sick days at work, you're like, all right,
I'm pitching in. Yeah.
17 hours of... You know, or they say it helps with uniforms for policemen. I can sew.
I'm doing some mending.
You love mending. You're a crafty gal.
I'm into it right
That's
now.
That's at least $80 to $150 off your taxes right there. And this is just off the cuff. I'm not even,
right.
This is me, not even getting too not know, even mathematical getting, with it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it sounds like we have John on the line. Hi, John, you're on air.
Oh, hi. Your show is like the best. What I used to do, what I did once, was back in the day before synthesizers, when musicians played in nightclubs on the road, I bought a washing machine for my stage clothes and wrote it off.
Mm-hmm. Clever.
That's when the musicians union was still involved. Synthesizers put the musicians union out of business as far as nightclubs go.
Oh, that's interesting.
But they used to have these rules where one of the rules was if you played this certain venue, you had to have 12 musicians on the stage. Well, this keyboard organist that kicked bass pedals that sang really great, all he needed was a drummer. So there were two of us at this venue that the union said we had to have 12 on the stage, and he had to pay a $600 fine for that.
Interesting.
Oh, anyway, thanks for your show.
Yeah, thank you for the comment. Appreciate it.
Learning so much today. I know. Things used to be interesting. I think we got another caller on the line.
Joe, you're on with us.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to call. Sorry, I just was coming downstairs, catching my breath. I wanted to call in to respond to the question a little differently, so the question about tax deductions, and just kind of put into the conversation around tax time how the way that we think about money and how it, the distribution of it and who's getting it and who's quote-unquote taking, is framed solely in American society in terms of taxes. But the value that workers create is itself taxed by the employing class in the form of profit, in the form of different ways of cost shifting that then come back to workers in the form of this subtle compulsion to work more because your money doesn't go as far.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we should not lose sight of that being the greatest tax on us of all.
Well, thank you for sharing that. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
You have a good rest of your day. If other folks want to call, please, 503-231-8187. We're talking taxes. We're talking what could, should, hasn't, would be a deduction on your taxes. You know, just the really thrilling stuff we like to bring you here in the morning. 503-231-8187. You can also message us on the website, kibu.fm. Click on that chat with me button, or chat with us, I suppose. I'm the us in that situation. Email us, Instagram us, whatever you want to do. We're here.
Friendship expenses, friendship write-offs.
Yeah. Helping the I'm helping my friends. Isn't that enough for you?
What are we but a society?
We are such a...
By mere social creature. Being animated by the taxes.
Not the animated by the...
I got it.
Wear it into the ground. There's some things I didn't know that you could write off as well. Gambling losses. Did you know you could write those off?
That's a slippery slope, I think.
I would... why does the government need to know how much I lost on gambling, huh? there's one here on teacher expenses. So let me
investigate. Oh, cool, because teachers are like constantly buying like notebooks and,
An eligible educator can deduct up to $300 of unreimbursed business expenses for classroom materials. So that's good.
Yeah. I mean, $300 is just everything's so expensive right now, that's great. That's a good start.
Yeah. Chipping away at it a little bit.
Yikes.
The child tax credit, of course.
I hope so. That are they going
to, are they back?
Is it going to be stuck forever? We should just,
but it's yearly, not monthly.
Well, they should.
And like the monthly was such making such a big difference.
Make it forever
and make it monthly.
It's like, again, something works. It can't do that. Can't have that working. Oh, this is helping families. Can't do that.
Sorry, we cut child poverty in half. Mean to do that.
It's like they. Oh, whoops! That wasn't what we meant to do.
It worked a little too well. I was hoping for 15%.
You know,
here we are at 50.
Dude, there's that's a conversation for a different show. 503-231-8187. As tax season looms upon us, we are we're talking about it. What should be a tax write off that isn't? Tell us your tax story.
What are you doing with the kicker?
What are you doing with the kicker?
I don't know yet. Because I famously like to do my taxes at the last minute. So, TBD, what sort of kicker benefit I might see. But I'm still so just peeved about the structure of the kicker that I'm like, I don't want however much it is. It's not worth it to me. I mean, I do want it because I'm already going to get it.
Sure.
But if I wasn't getting it and we were fully funding schools, then I'd be like, I mean, I never saw that money to begin with.
If you don't know, it can't hurt. What did Lake Oswego say? You can look, you can't touch.
Isn't visual access enough?
Visual access. 503-231-8187.
All you want to do is take. You're looking at our lake?
Lake Oswego is like guilt tripping people because they're looking. They'd be like, you want to look? I'm going to tax you for it. $15 a blink.
Yeah.
Every time you blink, it's like you're looking at it all over again.
That was a new look right there. Close your eyes and turn around if you don't want to pay another dollar.
It's $35 if you sneeze, because that's like you're basically resetting your retinas. So you can't.
This is super scientific. I was going to say pseudoscientific, but it's super scientific.
Well, actually. I was inspired by the work behind the scentometer. So
smell-o-vision.
503-231-8187, tax season. I would love to hear your stories about it. What's something that should be written up? What should be a tax write-off that isn't? Or maybe that people might not know could be a tax write-off? Which, you know, I mean,
it's not so, for some of us, it's not too late.
Learning something today. And also learn about the musicians union. Interesting. About
Yeah.
It's like five instruments in one in the sense. So, anywho, 503-231-8187.
Video killed the radio star sort of thing. Synthesizer, I hardly know her. I'm sorry. There was one in my system
that was going to
come out
good.
Regardless. I'm sorry.
You got to get them taxes. 503-231-8187.
Do you want to do a quick mailbag segment from last week? We did get an email. Last week we were talking about curiosity and following it. And we got a nice email from Roger about some of the things that he does to follow his curiosity. And including about current events. You know, you remember the bridge that fell down? You heard about this?
Like last month?
Yeah, in Baltimore? he checked out an atlas to kind of see where that was, finding out some interesting things about the port of Baltimore and how far it is from the ocean. Shout out to Roger about this. Having a dictionary. I'm not consulting a dictionary enough, it seems
really?
Like.
Really?
Yeah, not really. Okay. Oh, the internet. I'm too deep into the internet. But also, you know, figuring out from your neighbor how to eradicate blackberries naturally, you know? Community knowledge. That's also important.
Wisdom.
So thank you. Yes. And if you want to email us, you can. thegapradio@gmail.com. Now, until forever, probably, you can email us there. Okay, back to taxes. Mailbag over. Taxes. Taxing. I'm going to start doing spoken word poetry. 503-231-8187. Nobody wants that.
About... Do you remember when it was like Obamacare or something, or what was it? It was it was one of these like health policies where they're talking about pre-existing conditions and stuff like that, right? And that feels like it's a tax on a person, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And like if you're a smoker, then, you know, you get like a certain type of health insurance or something. Hmm. You feel free to fact check me if I'm right. But what about
if I'm wrong.
Sorry. And I wonder if you like stop a bad habit or something, like, you know, smoking cigarettes and you stop, that's a little something there.
That's for the good of the whole.
And I might be mixing taxes with participation trophies, and that's fine. What's a taxes trophy for society?
Here's the thing, we want to nitpick about it. But the corporations are getting a lot of participation trophies.
Ooh,
you know what I'm saying?
Even mean to do that.
I know, but they're not paying taxes.
The 1% that they are.
The philanthropic contributions. There was a story that the KBU News ran yesterday about how a bunch of mega corporations paid more. I mean, this isn't like that surprising, but it is. Mm. I mean, it's not surprising because we know, but it is bad, which is that they're paying less in taxes than they do to like in bonuses to their top earners at the company, basically.
Ooh.
And still
with the 1% tax on like mega, at least retailers.
For the clean energy fund we love to talk about on this show.
You see what happened? Just 1%.
It's piling up. You want to talk about it going back somewhere, going back to the community, give the people the bikes, okay? That was one of the things that Portland Clean Energy Fund was using money on.
Was
giving people bikes to get around. Why not? 503-231-8187. Talk to us. Taxes.
Incentives.
Tax incentives. Have you made changes in your life based on a tax incentive?
Wow.
That I would be interested in. 503-231-8187.
Especially around the cars, I would be interested to see if there are people who are I'm going to get a little bit of a... Because that's like a...
Not for nothing.
And I wonder how much of it was based solely on the incentive.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been incentivized by the government? Call us now. 503-231-8187.
Yeah.
Yeah, tax season gets, you know, people do get skittish talking about this, and
get it. Yeah, I understand. Well, this reminds me a couple weeks ago when I was telling you about the Tesla commercial that I saw that was caught me off guard because their selling point at the very end, they're like, oh, it's whatever, $34,000 plus your like EV tax refund or like whatever you get, that they were like advertising that you get an incentive from the government to like cut the cost down of buying an electric vehicle.
I think I saw
it was their commercial about dog mode. I told you about this.
Oh,
it kind of made me mad.
I'm going to double check because I think that like GE was also doing something like that with like refrigerators and washer machines and stuff.
Oh, with the yeah. You know, being kinder to the planet, tax incentives, that is one way that, you know, climate transition is happening. It's like, can we incentivize people through taxes to make changes, you know, and especially for like businesses and, you know, corporations and stuff like that, like you get a tax write off if you're going full solar, let's go full solar, you know.
What a tax write-off for like the average person who drives a car from the 90s. Like I can't
I'm keeping it out of the junkyard. Isn't that something?
Trying to keep that puppy working.
Yeah.
And I want an incentive that could actually I can actually afford. You know? Afford me. Got another caller on the line. John, go ahead.
Hey John, you're on air with us. Can you hear us?
Especially for like businesses.
Oh, hey, you might want to turn the radio down. Okay.
That is all good.
No worries, John. Give us a call back when you get a chance. What am I, leaving a voicemail?
I felt like.
Sorry. John, call back, please.
I got confused on what side of the phone I was on. It's like, hey, this is Sammy, just called.
Hey, Tammy and Althea from The Gap, you called us.
We have
now we're
fun,
leaving you a message, I think. I'm not totally sure what's going on.
Call it back, Kay. Thanks.
All right. Yeah, whenever you get a chance. All right.
A little.
All right. Love you. Bye.
A little incentive for the little gal, you know?
Yeah.
You haven't hit any potholes this year? Boom.
Mm.
You know? Yeah. You stop for pedestrians like you should have? Boom.
Right. Right. Or are you just describing being cooperative and functional in society? But it'd be nice if I could get something from
incentivize it. Incentivize people to be nice, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know...
But it's also that we pay taxes once a year, that it feels like maybe that's not often enough to have it really be reinforced.
You also celebrate a birthday once a year. And have you tried to get some people to stop talking about their birthday week, month?
That's actually quite true.
Those are the people who will keep society running as the designated incentivizers of proper behavior. I don't know what I'm describing, but it doesn't sound good. It's sounding like Brave New World.
Let's sort of roll that back. Joel is on the line. Hi, Joel.
Hey, love you guys' show. I like the topic. I think it's always good to remember because I have to pinch myself, somewhere between 800 billion and... if you add it all up, 1.3 trillion of our tax dollars every year goes to so-called defense.
Mm.
And the Defense Department is the biggest polluter. If it was a company, it's the biggest polluter in the world.
Yeah.
They've ruined some groundwater in Hawaii. They're just a destroyer of worlds. It's so crazy. You gotta once you think it through, they don't just waste this $1 trillion a year. They don't just waste it. They destroy the world with it. Mm-hmm. And I think the kind of good that could be done with it is just it's a nuts world. Anyway, I'm sorry to be the negative, but I just think it's good to always remember that recentering for me.
No, I think that's great. Thank you, Joel. We appreciate it.
All right, I'll keep listening. Thanks a lot.
Have a good one.
That's a good. Thank you for shifting that because I always think, wasting. But it's not wasted. It's not just burning up in a pile.
Yeah.
It's being used in very destructive ways. Wake it up.
Yeah, yeah. And it doesn't... Ugh. Now I'm going to get all grumpy. It doesn't have to be like that. We don't have to.
Yeah, if the student loan thing taught me anything, it's if where there's a will, there's a way. And when there's an election year, there's a button that can be pressed to make things happen.
True. And also, I mean, with what Lenita was saying as well, if they can get rid of, the credit card...
interest write-off.
Yes, sorry. Thank you. If they can, just get rid of that was helping people. If they can cut the child tax credit for X amount of time, but no, we can't. We have to give all of our money to defense. That's no. I'm why I oughta. You know what I'm saying? You're going to need a defense once I get up there.
Oh,
Me versus the Defense Department. Who wins? Don't answer that. I don't want to know. Don't think that I'm going to like the answer.
Definitely kidding. Just kidding.
Just kidding.
Mike Johnson.
Just kidding.
She was kidding.
I love defense contractors. I love the Defense Department. I'm on record saying
also kidding.
All of that. John, I think we may need to take your comment off the air.
We have about a minute left.
We have just a little bit of time left, but we do want to hear what you have to say. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in and for calling and for messaging us on the website. Of course, get in contact after the show if you would like at The Gap Radio on Instagram. We are also available on email if you want to send us something.
We will see you next week, and tax day is Monday the 15th, FYI.
Get it in. I'll be working on it this weekend. Have a fabulous weekend.
Goodbye. I'm Tammy.
I'm Althea.
See ya.
Bye.
Listening to KBOO Portland.
KBOO's board is recruiting directors. In preparation for our annual